Bin Laden bonanza.
It's the largest cache of intelligence information gotten from a senior terrorist that we know of. Secondly, to give you a sense of the size, it's the size of a small college library.
It's back to school for U.S. intelligence regarding al-Qaeda, says National Security Advisor Tom Donilon. The past and the future of the war on terrorism being rewritten at the CIA.
Like that little matter of bin Laden in retirement. Wrong. Al-Qaeda teaching the U.S. intelligence establishment lessons once again. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. It's the image of bin Laden and the details of running al-Qaeda all there in that treasure trove obtained in the bin Laden raid on this Monday, May 9th.
And that's at the top of the news this morning. The trove of electronic files gathered from Osama bin Laden's compound includes home videos that were released by the Pentagon over the weekend. President Obama says the cache also includes real intelligence that could be used to prevent future terror attacks.
We anticipate that it can give us leads to other terrorists that we've been looking for a long time, other high-value targets, but also can give us a better sense of existing plots that might have been there.
The U.S. now turns to Pakistan for permission to interview bin Laden's three widows and get details on how the terrorist was able to remain in hiding in Abbottabad for 5 years.
It's damage control in Pakistan. Hussein Haqqani, Pakistani ambassador to the U.S., tells ABC News clearly something went wrong in Pakistan's intelligence apparatus.
So were there cracks through which things fell through? Absolutely, and we'll investigate that. We'll get to the bottom of it.
But National Security Advisor Tom Donilon tells Fox News at this point there's no definitive evidence to show Pakistani officials actually knew bin Laden was in Abbottabad.
We don't have evidence at this point that the political, military, or intelligence leadership in Pakistan knew about the bin Laden operation in Abbottabad, Pakistan. But that issue's front and center in Pakistan right now. It does need to be investigated.
Later this hour, we'll talk with the first Homeland Security Secretary, Tom Ridge. In Syria, though, this morning, heavy fighting has also been heard in Damascus, where tanks and soldiers have been deployed. Over the weekend, several people were killed and hundreds were said to have been arrested in a widening crackdown.
In Egypt, Coptic Christians are holding a vigil near Cairo's Tahrir Square to protest against attacks on two churches. Over the weekend, clashes between Muslims and Christians left at least a dozen people dead and around 200 people injured.
In Memphis, heavy rain is pushing the Mississippi River Basin. The city's legendary Beale Street is flooded, and so are thousands of acres of farmland. Charlie Tipton says his entire 3,000-acre family farm north of Memphis now looks like an ocean.
The houses were built all to withstand the 37 flood. My grandfather built the house that it was actually my grandfather's and grandmother's and my mother's house, and now it's mine. And it's the first time that it's ever been underwater.
We'll talk more about the latest on the floods on the Mississippi and also look back at the 1927 and 1937 floods later this hour. Gas prices have risen nearly 12 cents in the past 2 weeks, with the national average price per gallon now at $4 a gallon. Asian markets are mixed this morning. European indices are down. Futures are up for Wall Street, though. The Dow gets underway at 12,620. The S&P opens at 1,340. And the Nasdaq begins trading at 2,387. Later this hour, we're going to talk about bin Laden and what we're learning from him now, from actually that treasure trove that was obtained in the bin Laden raid in Abbottabad. We'll hear from Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge. And throughout the morning, we also want to hear from you. We talked this morning with the legendary Betty White for our series In My Experience.
Stay interested in things. Don't let your mind just atrophy. You know, go for it.
Something I say to myself every morning as I approach the studio here for this show. Find out more by heading to our site, thetakeaway.org. We want to hear the one thing you'd like to share as the best piece of advice you ever got from an experienced elder. You can use the iPhone app, go to thetakeaway.org, or just dial us at 877-8-MY-TAKE.